It is the story in our neck of the woods right now. We are getting ready for the Democratic caucus that's going to take place tomorrow morning to elect our new mayor of Fort Wayne. Now, before that happens tomorrow, there is actually a town hall that took place last night. Nathan Gotch, local political insider and also publisher of FortWaynePolitics.com. He was there. He was in the room for all the action, and he's live in studio with us right now. Hey, Nathan.
Good morning, Kayla.
You have provided such outstanding coverage of everything going on with this Democratic caucus, especially online at FortWaynePolitics.com. So just from me to you, thank you. I don't think anyone would be surprised to know that I don't quite have my ear to the ground when it comes to the Democratic party. And I know that you do. So I appreciate your insight all along. First of all, I was looking at FortWaynePolitics.com to kind of get up to speed to everything that went down last night during this town hall. And I couldn't believe the number of people there. I mean, folks were like lined up against the wall. It looked like standing room only. Did that surprise you?
You know, it really did not.
Okay.
The party initially was going to have this town hall in a park pavilion that holds about 150 people. And pretty quickly, I was hearing from lots of folks inside the Democratic Party, including precinct chairs, who said, we think that this is going to be a much bigger event. And they were right. I heard estimates anywhere from 350 to 500 people there last night. But it makes sense. You know, this is a big deal. The mayor of the city is a very, very important executive role, has an impact not just on our city, but on the entire region. And, you know, it's kind of exciting to think that, you know, in one more day, we're going to have a brand new mayor.
Yeah, it's honestly just been so wild for me. I think it's been a whirlwind for a lot of people, not just me. But walk us through the evening last night. First of all, were all of the precinct chairs, because we've learned there are 96 of them from you, were they all there?
They were not all able to make it. And actually, I've learned since we talked the other day that two more precinct chairs are not going to be able to be at the caucus tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're down to 94. And the reason that's so important is, you know, the person who wins the caucus needs 50% plus one of those votes. You can't win with just a plurality. You have to have a majority. And so that means that each individual precinct chair has a little bit more voting power when you don't have as many that are there. So last night was a chance for the Democratic Party to showcase its candidates, the diversity, the you know, the background that they all have. They are all it seemed like very capable. They've got great experience in different areas, and the crowd was really receptive to what they had to say.
Did you feel like there were any standout candidates, perhaps, or where there's a direction maybe the precinct chairs are leaning?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is you have in a campaign the things that are forward-facing and the things that are happening behind the scenes. And when you've got precinct chairs determining elections, or this election, I should say, a lot of the lobbying that's happening behind the scenes, that has more of an impact. I think last night was a chance for the precinct chairs to see these candidates in front of people. What do they look like in the public eye? That makes a big difference, the presentation that each of these candidates can have. Who seems the most mayoral, I guess I would say. There were one moment that I thought was actually kind of funny. Phil Giaquinta, who, based on the conversations I'm having with people behind the scenes, the thing that he's battling is there's just a lot of precinct chairs who think it's time for a mayor who is not white and not a man, and or depending on who you talk to. And he, I think, is hearing that chatter. And so he specifically said if he was selected, he wants to do a diversity audit, you know, of all the different parts of the, you know, the mayor's administration, different departments, those kinds of things. I had somebody text me afterwards. I said that said, is he also going to be doing a diversity audit of the mayor himself? Because I think he wouldn't make it there. So, I think what's so interesting is what I'm starting to see is it's really turning into a two-person race.
Oh.
Phil Giaquinta, who had a lot of momentum going into this week, and now Sharon Tucker. She's the councilwoman for the 6th District, but she also was a county councilwoman, and she first was elected in 2014 to county council and beat a Republican incumbent. So Sharon, I think, is really surging right now, and you could kind of see that last night, or at least feel it, if you kind of knew what was happening behind the scenes.
You have been providing, like I said, so much great coverage on FortWaynePolitics.com. I'd really encourage folks to check it out. So, Nathan, is it a safe bet that maybe you could share more about these two front runners there? We could learn more about them there?
Sure. You know, a lot of people, I think, are familiar with Phil's name.
Yes.
Because he's in the news a lot. He's the minority leader of the Indiana State House of Representatives. He represents District 80. Now, that is actually not all of Fort Wayne. It's only about 25%. If you compare the district that he serves to Sharon's district, it's actually not that much difference in terms of the size. She represents a sixth of the city. He represents a fourth of it. The thing that I'm hearing people are kind of wondering is, okay, well, who's going to help move the party forward? Who can raise enough money to win in 2027? Last night, Phil specifically talked about how much money that he thinks he can raise. He says that he believes that the mayor in 2027 is going to have to raise $1 million to win. I don't know that that's true. I think Tom Henry last time raised around $600,000. But Sharon also knows that people are worried about that. And she mentioned that as the executive director of Vincent Village, she has raised for their capital campaign since December almost $5 million.
Oh, wow.
And so she's, you know, she specifically said, I raised $1 million a month. And so, that you know, again, if you know what the precinct chairs are thinking about, what they're asking about, you can kind of see or read the tea leaves when you hear these candidates answer questions publicly.
They want someone who's going to be electable also come 2027. Yeah, at least that's the tea leaves that I'm reading right now, Nathan. Really quick, we've only got here about 60 seconds, but what exactly is going to happen tomorrow during this caucus?
So what's going to happen, it's 10:30. It's at Parkview Field. You know, that caucus is actually going to be streamed live by multiple local news stations. Wayne 15 is going to stream it live also. 21 Alive is going to stream it live on their website. So if you're interested, I would encourage you, instead of going, because it's actually going to be kind of boring if you're in the room, watch it online. You're going to be able to see everything from there. But the precinct chairs are going to get to vote. It might be multiple rounds to see who can get to that 50% plus one. Each round after they vote, they're going to cut the person with the lowest number of votes until they again get to somebody who gets a majority of votes, and then we'll have a new mayor.
I don't know. I'm going to grab my popcorn. I'm going to be watching at 10:30 tomorrow. Nathan, thank you so much for all of your insight. Just greatly appreciated.
Yeah. I hope people binge watch the caucus with you.
Yeah, me too. That is Nathan Gotch, publisher of FortWaynePolitics.com. By the way, you can sign up there for a free email newsletter. You can subscribe to get that for free, again, at FortWaynePolitics.com. Podcasts by Federated Media.